It was my last birthday during my college year. Having a January birthday means it falls during winter break 70% of the time. So this year was no different except for the fact that I decided not to go back home this year. I wanted to spend my B-day on campus with my friends. Well, just my luck, my best friend went home because his brother was having a kid, so I decided to send out a few texts to friends I knew at other schools to see if anyone wanted to come up for a few days. One response popped up. H was a good friend I knew from high school. I found out she recently broke up with her dude and just wanted to party. H ended up driving the hour to my apartment, where we spent most of the time just hanging out and drinking until it was dark out. So a few beers and about half a bottle later, we decided to head out to the local bars to have some fun. With it being my birthday, I had one objective. Get absolutely trashed. From what I can remember of the drunken time traveling experience through the night, H and I relieved a lot of sexual tension while dancing. My tongue down her throat as I gripped her ass. Her grabbing my increasingly large bulge in the middle of the floor and asking me to leave. I remember getting back to my apartment around 1 a.m. with H and pushing her down on my bed. With us being friends for so long, there has been plenty of sexual tension, yet neither of us made the move. But this night that was all going to change. I quickly got her out of her leggings and panties as I slid my head between her thick thighs. This was the first time I had a girl grab my head as I ate her out, and holy fuck, it was a turn on. I didn't stop until my face was glistening with her cum. At this point she whispered for me to finally fuck her. I used to keep a mason jar full of condoms right next to the headboard on my floor. So I had to kiss up her thighs and slide her shirt off on my way to grab protection. Once I had a condom on, I kissed her neck as I slid in her. Her huge tits started to bounce as I was thrusting in and out. After what seemed to be hours, we passed out in a sweaty naked mess on my twin-size bed. The next morning I woke up realizing I just drunk fucked a friend I'd known forever. We talked for a few minutes and I asked her if it was just a drunk one night kind of thing. This is when she grabbed my dick and said, "We're both sober now, so no." Without hesitation I slid back down and made sure my tongue was on her clit as my fingers slid in her. I thought to myself, you have to outdo drunk you. This time it took even longer for my younger to get her to come, but it was a success. That's when I rolled her over and slid in from behind so I can watch her ass bounce back on my dick. To finish up that morning, I made sure she drove back home with red hand welts on her ass to remember the night.